Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. I'm going to be talking with you about integrating isoxaflutol into cotton weed management. So for starters, BASF is seeking the commercialization of isoxaflutol-tolerant cotton. So that's traded cotton with tolerance to isoxaflutol, or IFT as I'll call it. To this point, the cotton that we have worked with has tolerance to IFT, glufosinate, and glyphosate in a trait stack. So IFT is an HPPD inhibiting herbicide. It's currently labeled for use in corn as Balance Flex, and is primarily utilized as a residual herbicide. And should it be commercialized, it's going to give us a new effective mode of action in cotton, and certainly a new tool to help us manage resistance. I'm sure you're all quite familiar with Palmer amaranth, certainly a major weed pest throughout much of the cotton belt. But I also want to bring to your attention common ragweed, which is a challenge a bit more unique to North Carolina, where I conduct my research. The northeastern corridor of our state is home to a large portion of the state's cotton acreage, and also happens to be an area of very intense common ragweed pressure. Additionally, that general area has the first ever reported case of three-way resistance in common ragweed. So that's resistance to ALS inhibitors, PPO inhibitors, and glyphosate. So to have a new tool would be very beneficial for those growers. The objectives of our study were quite simple. We wanted to evaluate the efficacy of IFT and compare it to our current standards. We did that in both pre-emergence and post-emergence trials. Additionally, we wanted to evaluate IFT in combination with our standards in both pre- and post-trials to get a better feel for ultimately one day how we can build a better cotton herbicide program with IFT in it. So we hypothesized that IFT would provide us effective control of Palmer amaranth, and we thought it would be better to be tank mixed with standards. Now, we had three locations for our research. Two locations had both pre- and post-emergence trials. One location was pre-only. The soil environments range from loamy sands to sandy loams, so very coarse soils. And the efficacy data I'm going to show you is from non-crop trials. So these are bare ground studies. I do want to mention that we have done some crop tolerance work, and I will summarize that at the end of my presentation. But just know the pure efficacy work is in bare ground. We made our applications with a CO2 pressurized backpack sprayer, 15 gallons per acre, a randomized complete block design with four applications. Now we sought to make our pre-apps with TTI nozzles and our post with AIXR tips. I do want to bring to your attention that I personally made an application error and applied a post-emergence trial at our Clayton site with TTIs, so we maybe saw some reduced coverage and reduced control at that site by Liberty Herbicide. Now, for our treatments, at the top of the list here, we have our standards at your typical field use rate. Then we compare that to IFT at three separate rates, 1.5, 2, and 3 fluid ounces. Then we have IFT at 2 ounces plus our standards. And then lastly, we have two common grower tank mix standards, Warrant Plus Reflex and Break Plus Reflex. In our post-emergence trials, we essentially did the same thing. We have our standards, and we're comparing them to IFT at two separate rates, 1.5 and 3 fluid ounces. We had adequate rainfall at many of our sites, maybe with the exception of Lewiston and Rocky Mount at the pre-timing in the 0 to 7 day window, but we think we did get enough to get those residuals activated in the 8 to 14 day window. Our evaluations were simply percent weed control, 0 to 100%, and our ratings took place from 14 days out to 70 days after application. Statistical analysis was conducted in SAS 9.4. We ran an analysis of variance with a Fisher's protected LSD and an alpha of 0.05. Now, to get into our data here, we have pre-emergence control 28 days after application of Palmer amaranth at our Clayton site. Now, to orient you to my graph, all of my efficacy data will be presented with treatments on the x-axis, percent control on the y-axis. So on my right, your left side of the graph, we have our standards. Control by standards range from 43% with Direx up to 84% control with Reflex. We compare that to IFT at the three rates. The lowest rate gave us 77% control, and the highest rate gave us 92% control. Now, to look at IFT plus our standards, we have control greater than 90% amongst all treatments, and it's statistically comparable to our two common grower tank mix standards of Warrant Plus Reflex and Break Plus Reflex. And here's 56 days out at the same site. I just want to mention that basically we just see the same trend here. But to move to a different location, here's our Lewiston location, 28 days after application, common ragweed pre-emergence control. The standards, they lag behind IFT at all rates, and statistically are already separate from many of our standard treatments. Typically in North Carolina, our best recommendation for managing common ragweed would be Cotteran at 32 fluid ounces. And you can see IFT is superior to Cotteran in this study. And we look at IFT in combination with the standards. And again, we see that IFT is superior to our common grower tank mix standards, warrant reflex and break plus reflex. Moving out to 56 days, we see an exaggeration of the same trend. So the standards are lagging behind. All treatments containing IFT are statistically separate from all other treatments. And I have to mention that this was a bit of a surprise to us. In North Carolina, we have evaluated IFT for use in corn, certainly, and have looked at it pre-emergence and controlling common ragweed. And our takeaways were that it was fair at controlling common ragweed pre, but not excellent. And I think certainly this data indicates that IFT is perhaps superior to our standards that we use in cotton. I do want to mention this is one site, 1 year of data, but certainly some compelling evidence to evaluate IFT further on common ragweed. Here's just a visual representation of that. Cotteran at 32 fluid ounces, like I said, our standard recommendation, compared to IFT at 2 ounces. You'll notice there's a lot of common ragweed in the Cotteran plot. There's some common lamb's quarter and some annual grasses in the IFT plot, but very, very little common ragweed. Now, shifting gears to post-emergence control. The big takeaway here is that IFT at both the low and the high rate did not provide adequate control. Less than 50% control of Palmer amaranth 14 days after application. Certainly when we compare that to our standards like Liberty, does not look very good. However, I do want to mention, certainly in our cotton weed control programs, we're putting a lot of pressure on group 15 herbicides. And certainly are layering those herbicides, right? And so I think there is a potential fit for IFT to be applied as a delayed pre in cotton to take some selection pressure off of the group 15s. Now here's IFT at 1.5 and 3 fluid ounces. As you can see, certainly not adequate control of Palmer amaranth here post-emergence. And now to look at post-emergence control of Texas panicum 21 days out at our Rocky Mount site. Once again, we see that IFT did not provide adequate control at 1.5 or 3 fluid ounces. So certainly not good control. However, I do think there is possible value for IFT in controlling Texas panicum. Certainly we know the group 15 herbicides are weak at controlling Texas panicum. They have just a bit of activity, but it's certainly not great control. And what we see here is a stair-step effect when we look at the treatments Roundup Plus Warrant and Liberty Plus Warrant. Then we add IFT at 1.5 ounces, control improves, and then at 3 fluid ounces plus Roundup Plus Warrant or 3 fluid ounces of IFT plus Liberty Plus Warrant, we see a boosted control greater than 90%. So to have a new tool to manage Texas panicum in North Carolina would be significant because, like I said, we're relying so much on the group 15 herbicides that we're starting to see a weed population shift away from our other annual grasses like goosegrass and crabgrass to Texas panicum. So we need tools to manage panicum as a residual, and it just happens to have a bit of post-emergence activity. Now, to summarize this, IFT gave us adequate control pre-emergence of Palmer amaranth and common ragweed. It certainly looked better when we had it in a tank mix combination with a standard, and IFT does not appear suitable for controlling emerged weeds alone, but certainly could be a post-emergence residual alternative to the group 15 herbicides. Now, I said I would briefly summarize what we've seen in regards to crop tolerance in IFT cotton, and so we've looked at IFT pre at 3 fluid ounces and compared that to our standards and evaluated it in combination with the standards. Then we have IFT at the early post timing at 1.5 and 3 fluid ounces and in combination with standards. And lastly, we have an IFT at 3 ounces pre followed by IFT post at 3 fluid ounces. And ultimately what we have seen is minimal crop response. So pre-emergence injury was less than 6%, post-emergence injury less than or equal to 3%, and treatments did not affect yield or fiber quality, so we feel good about the tolerance that we've observed to this point. So to conclude, we have a new effective mode of action coming in cotton. IFT has provided effective residual control of Palmer amaranth and common ragweed. Certainly our best results were, in fact, when we combined it with our current standards. We like the idea of potentially positioning it to replace a Group 15 herbicide or be used alongside a Group 15 herbicide to help us with selection pressure on the Group 15s. And lastly, we feel like we have observed flexible timing for the use of IFT and good tolerance. So in the future, we want to conduct the same trials in 2020 on different soil types in different environments. We're going to look at a post-emergence trial on common ragweed. I know I just got done emphasizing that IFT did not look effective as a post-emergence product. However, I do think it warrants observing simply because we saw such excellent efficacy of common ragweed pre-emergence. So we need to spend some time looking there. And lastly, we want to alter our protocols to have our tank mix combinations plus our pre-standards with IFT at 3 fluid ounces instead of 2 ounces. We've since learned conducting this work that 3 fluid ounces will be the 1x rate, both pre and post. At least that's what we've been told at this time. So here's my cited literature. And I'd like to thank BASF and Cotton Incorporated for funding our research. Certainly our NC State Cotton team and all their support. And absolutely want to thank the NC State and NCDA research farms and all their assistance in conducting this work. With that, I will take any questions that you might have. Yes, sir. As a pre, we have looked at it pre on annual grasses. I will be honest in saying that the majority of our pre-emergence observations of annual grasses has been on Texas Panicum, and it gave fair control, I would say, was not excellent by any stretch. As I said, Texas Panicum is starting to take over many of our locations in North Carolina, so I would love to see it more on annual grasses moving forward, certainly some other species. Any other questions? The pre-emergence, the question was, would the pre-emergence application be at the 3 ounce rate? And that is correct. 3 fluid ounces, both pre and post is our understanding. Any other questions? So the question is, what is the trait stack? Yes, sir. So the trait stack is currently isoxaflutol, glufosinate, and glyphosate. We have no way of certainly knowing if that will be the final trait stack, but at this time, the cotton that we have worked with is a three-way stack. Any other questions? Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you having me.